Hello, and welcome to this week's edition of HealthBeat, Chiropractic Online Today's health, news, and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at meal timing and frequency, and finally, a story about the progression of core stability exercises based on the extent of muscle activity. For HealthBeat, this is Dr. Todd Igloe. Welcome to HealthBeat Podcast number 584, recorded March 3rd, 2017. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by DaVinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the DaVinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Igloe, feel free to surf to twitter.com/T-Igloe, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. Eating patterns are increasingly varied. Typical breakfast, lunch, and dinner meals are difficult to distinguish because skipping meals and snacking have become more prevalent. Such eating styles can have various effects on cardiometabolic health markers, namely obesity, lipid profile, insulin resistance, and blood pressure. In a current statement published in the journal Circulation, the authors of the study reviewed the cardiometabolic health effects of specific eating patterns, such as skipping breakfast, intermittent fasting, meal frequency, including number of daily eating occasions, and timing of eating occasions. Furthermore, the authors proposed definitions for meals, snacks, and eating occasions for use in research. Finally, data suggest that irregular eating patterns appear less favorable for achieving a healthy cardiometabolic profile. Intentional eating with mindful attention to the timing and frequency of eating occasions could lead to another healthier lifestyle and cardiometabolic risk factor management. As always, discuss all nutritional recommendations with your qualified healthcare provider. Surf to our show notes for links. The aim of a cross-sectional study published in the American Journal of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation was to evaluate a variety of isometric plank exercises. 20 university students performed the following 8 different variants of plank exercises in random order and with 1-minute rest intervals. They included the stable prone plank, the suspended prone plank, the stable rollout plank, the suspended rollout plank, the unilateral stable prone plank, the unilateral suspended prone plank, the stable lateral plank, and the suspended lateral plank. Surface electromyography signals were recorded in the upper rectus abdominis, the lower rectus abdominis, the external oblique, the lumbar erector spinae, and normalized to the maximum voluntary isometric contraction. The study concluded that muscle activity could be progressed using the different exercises. Although suspended prone plank and the suspended rollout plank were most efficient for the abdominal muscles, suspended and stable lateral planks were most efficient for the lumbar muscles. As always, discuss all exercise-related activities and recommendations with your qualified healthcare provider. Surf to our show notes for links. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our Health Beat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote. Develop an attitude of gratitude. Say thank you to everyone you meet for everything they do for you. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Iglow.